Students have been cautioned against sending of foreign materials to examination halls to avoid the situation where their toils come to naught as a result of cancellation of their papers. They have also been charged to avoid unnecessary acts that could undermine their future ambitions. The Director of Secondary Education, Reverend Simon Asige, made the statement at the 45th anniversary and Founders Day celebration of Menya Krobo Senior High School, Makrosek, at Odumase Krobo in the Eastern Region. Correspondent Mary Fum's report.
The 45th anniversary and Founders Day celebration of the Menya Krobo Senior High School, Makrosek, was on the theme, Producing Human Resource for National Development, brought former headmasters, old students, government officials, chiefs and queens and dignitaries from different fields of academia together. In his remarks, the Director of Secondary Education, Reverend Simon Asige, expressed his disappointment at which students engage in examination malpractices after they are supposed to be given a good account of what they have been taught. He therefore pleaded with the students and staff of Makrosek not to engage in this manner, but be at the forefront of minimizing it. Reverend Asige also pleaded with teachers and parents not to buy leaked papers for their awards, but ensure their integrity is intact before they complete school with their results genuinely acquired. In his report, the headmaster of the school, Reverend Isaac Saki Kwau, said Makrosek's 40 years of existence has put it on the threshold of jubilee. Hence the need to take stock of the human resource it has provided since its establishment. He added that it's about time they took records, put a follow-up system, had a networking plan in place, and have their statistical data right so that the school will be able to forge ahead, enrich its curriculum, and provide global perspectives to the students' quest for knowledge. Reverend Kwau pointed out that since the year of Jubilee is almost upon them, students, old students, staff, and stakeholders should start working towards restoring the core principles upon which the school was built 40 years ago. Despite the successes the school has chalked over the years, Reverend Kwau mentioned an assembly hall complex, bungalows for staff, an upgraded road network, a power generating plant, and a fence wall as the major challenges confronting the school. In that light, he appealed to stakeholders, old students, individuals, and government to help them make it a thing of the past. The chief of Menya Krobo, Nene Sakite, in his speech, emphasized on the need for the Ministry of Education to establish a national policy on education which cannot be changed by any government. He therefore urged assemblymen, MPs and MCEs to champion this cause on any platform they find themselves to ensure this dream comes to life. Nene Sakite also challenged the students not to see their stay in school as a way of pleasing their parents, but rather a way of contributing to national development. The anniversary was also used to commission a new ICT center donated by an old student.
Mary Fum's report.